sit in about 2:30 this afternoon. Fine. Do you want to see him sometime tomorrow? Or let him know? Yeah, I'll let you know. I've got plenty of time.
These men have been incarcerated for all these years. Just read what I said to them. They're entitled to. They're
entitled to be left alone. Their removal there shouldn't be put into a press conference right away. And to be bashed into the press. God damn it, I'd kiss if I did that hard. That's right, too. That is really right. Listen, if I've been there, you know what condition he's in. You don't know what his condition is in mentally and otherwise. And it's like, look, if George Allen can keep, or Woody Davis can keep press out of the locker room after a game has been lost, or won for that matter, you know what I mean? Because he's afraid that somebody's going to say something he's later going to be sorry for. For Christ's sake, can't we protect the free people? Enough he could have been in prison 6 years. The purpose of this is the individual.
They were taken off their feet. They said, how could he say that to us. But they deserved it. They were stunned at that.
All they had to do was read Vermont Register's column.
That's right. That's exactly right. See, because you called them on it.
That's right.
That's number one.
And nobody had these guys in his column, Treasure.
Well, these guys.
They know it.
Well, most of these guys can't even get to the rest of them before they get into work. This is the White House nurse corps. Secondly, they felt that you said to them, look, fellas, you write what you want. I understand what you have to write. I understand what your views are. And here's the production ongoing. In other words, you did not waver in any way to the pressure of their questions in terms of your answers. They did feel you were tough. They did feel you were hard on them. There's a mixed degree of opinion as to whether you were testy or angered or any of that. That's the type of thing. But they do not feel that you can say that.
Rather said I'm breathing hard on it. And you know what? That's bullshit.
No.
Look at everybody who's at the television show. And some people are going to crack him in turn. Not you. Not you. But I was in Colson's office to do what they should do to get him reading on the basis that they saw it on television. They went, what the hell is he reporting the same thing that they saw?
Right.
That's the point that
I
guess it's his style.
That's his style, and it's nothing that. Actually, Mr. President, I've oftentimes saying that some of the letters and so forth that go to CBS and Rather on this type of thing don't help, but they may.
Make irritating?
No, not irritating. They may work the other way.
I don't. Not from us. They can never come from us. I don't want you to get. I don't want you to, let me put it this way, I don't want you ever to get in responding to it like a Rather. The best way to handle him is you pay attention. In other words, when he pops off like this, I wouldn't call him. I wouldn't call him. I just act if I hadn't heard it. Don't you think so?
Well,
we haven't tried, at times. I know you call him and say, what about this? If it's a factual, there are two different things. If it's a total factual mistake, then call him in and raise all the hell. But where it's an opinion, and that's your own business.
Right.
Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
And I think the thing that kills any press man the most is to be paid not to get paid attention to. You know,
sir, Marvin Kelly.
That's what kills them, Ron, about me. Those guys know out there that I don't give a shit what they say. You know what I mean? I'm going to be affected by it. Don't you agree with us? And they just drive them right up when I say it's going to gag you to write this.
Jim McManus asked me yesterday in the briefing.
Who's McManus?
With Westinghouse. He said, Ron, this may gag you to have to answer this. I totally ignored him. I wasn't belligerent. I just ignored the fact that he had used that question and just went on to another one. But that really got to him, and that's fine. That's good to do, I think. Because it was in a strong way to say, look, fellas, we recognize
you're biased.
We recognize your place, but you're not fooling us in any way at all. Collectively, you are a body of liberal thinkers.
That's right.
That's really the message that went out to them.
Right.
And I am not going to move in my judgments, in other words, the impression you convey, because of your position. Now, it wasn't done in a stride way. In the television end of that, which I watched it all on all of the news shows, and the reaction to it has been tremendous. Television was good. There was no anger or heavy breathing. It was the clips they used, as a matter of fact, had a mixture of humor and a mixture of firmness. But this Rather thing's inside stuff. Inside stuff. I think we're in good shape with it.
What are these things? You said Cal called.
Oh, well, I was saying, to bear out your point, Cal called yesterday and I didn't take his call, and I'm not going to. Because I thought he did a lousy job of asking questions of Henry. I think the program was a plus. Came off fine.
It was
good. It was upbeat and so forth. But Cal did a lousy job of questioning.
You think he did it deliberately?
Yes, sir. I think to a degree he did.
How deliberately? I mean, he didn't want to bring on interesting points or what?
Well,
like the crisis, get an hour in front.
Well, that's right. I think just professionally he did a very bad job. I think Henry did an excellent job. I think Cal did a terrible job.
Yeah.
And
which is what I anticipated. And let me say, Cal doesn't do it terribly because he's not smart. Cal is very smart. What I think of Cal's case is that he, as I told you often, the worst thing a press man can do is to be much worse than asking a dirty question, is to ask a dull question. And that's what Cal was doing, in my opinion. Dull, complicated, that sort of thing, you know. And see, I'm saying.
Well, I think in this case, I don't think he was developing a malicious attack on Henry. I just think he is so sucked up in the, you know, the theory and all this type of thing that he blew it on the questions. But it was a good program. If we had a decision to make over, I would still.
Oh, we should ask him. Did you call when he went on speaking?
At 11 o'clock.
Well,
she's in great shape.
You call her?
I'm going to at 10:30. You said half an hour before. I'll call her at 10:30. But she's in good
shape.
Want
me to call her?
That might be, I think, a little...
too far. Why don't you call her now?
Okay.
You just talk to her. You're talking to her at the tournament. And he wants you to know that you've got that you're going to get the best break.
That's right.
You don't know.
I think it's worth exploring, trying. The East Room does have a certain spark to it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I know you've whatever has a spark. But remember, with POW drawn, you're saying you would call the president, and now let's go and wait these men, and let's let them get home and have some time with their families. That's our major objective, not to have them. They're not going to be, explain them they'll have plenty of chance to talk to them after they've had a chance to meet with their masses. You know, or something like that. Brainwashing or anything. Boy, I just hate to have those press bastards over there. Let them know I told them that's the DRV. You're absolutely right.
Let me suggest this. Talk to Ron about it and let him program.
earlier date, we get a good time, say, on Thursday or something like that. We work it out and he's there. But you see, he'll have to come back and report to the captain and then the National Security Council, which will probably be Tuesday. And then, of course, you probably have to talk to the two important leaders. My own view is that if you could have him not at almost in juxtaposition to his report, the captain will not leave, but the leaders do. But if you could get it that very night, that would be an ideal time before those clowns go out, if you'll pardon the expression, some of them go out and talk it all over. Not that they'll get everything out. Because you put in personal things that they will not even have to, they wouldn't even think to ask. But if you can make it on the 25th, we'll. Yeah.
White House is, and it is the White House. I mean, it is a beautiful facility. It is a good facility.
Now, I think that...
Of course, we've done that thing, so you know we've done those out there a couple of times.
Oh, I know.
But that doesn't do it.
Well, it's done it, but this would, you know, we move into the second term, the press conference
here
with the Western White House, there's a bigger audience, a prime time audience, and it's done at 7:30. But instead of going up to a hotel, or going over to a high school gymnasium, we can do it.
Put up a tent.
And they're good, solid tents. In other words, it's not a circus or anything.
I mean, that's just not too bad, too. Does it make a difference? The acoustics for the press and the tent may be bad, but the acoustics, as far as that little mic is concerned, are just perfect. I mean,
no, the acoustics.
You know, you can stand out and breathe and talk to that mic.
I briefed in tents in Palm Springs. I briefed in the tent in Palm Springs. The acoustics are fine with these big walk-in speakers they have. Plus, as you say, the on-air.
Would you mind checking in and letting me know about that limousine story?
Yes, I will.
I'm sure. I just want to get an impression. I mean, they'll have, before you know, they'll get on this business of the president around the Ukraine, your aristocracy, and bullshit. There's a great department out there.
Okay.
In the meantime, you really ask Henry to come in now, and I want to tell him and you and hit you his presence and stand firm on the field. I mean, just stand firm on the field.
Yeah, because
yeah,